Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
following around your favourite celebrity. They're just following them around. Where are they?
I mean, I don't condone following strangers, which celebrities are, realistically.
You may feel like you know them.
But you don't.
But you don't.
But you don't know them.
You know the characters they play, not them. Unless it's us. And then you do know us because we're warts and all, guys. We'll tell you.
You could know somebody, but they may not know you. You know what I mean? Particularly
That's
with this
so
show.
True.
It's deep.
Like, people know us. They know everything about us.
I am with Grace. I wouldn't encourage following people.
No, don't follow people.
Even
That's
people,
weird.
People you know, people you don't know. Just don't follow them. It's kind of weird.
Unless they've said, hey, follow me, I'll show you where to go.
Yeah.
In which case, yes, definitely follow them.
Or even if you're just out with friends and they're like, we're leaving this venue, going to the next one. They may not say follow, but it is implied that you would continue with them.
Unless
to
there's
the next
some
venue.
Sort of follow me implication, or they directly say follow me, don't follow people.
I used to know this girl who, whenever One Direction was in the country, she would like take time off school or work and literally just follow them around.
People are obsessed.
The whole time.
We used to work at a previous radio station, and the guy who was on in the evenings, who is still there, would get super celebrities in all the time. And people would find out, and there would be, I reckon, 50, 60 people sitting in the car park hoping for a glimpse of this celebrity, remember?
Yeah.
They probably still do it.
It's just a bit
sitting
too intense.
In a car park to get maybe a 5 second, because they'd come in a black van, wouldn't they?
It was a black van.
Come in a black van and they might get 5 seconds, a 5 second glimpse, and they would sit there all day.
See, I think actually if you're like I'm a big fan of Harry Styles, right? I'd never follow him around though, because if I were to meet him like that, he'd be like, oh, well, she's just a fan. I'm probably not going to, you know, ask her out. But if we just happened to run into each other, I'd be like, oh, Harry, I think I've heard of you. And then, like, act
that's
real cool.
That's what you go with?
Yeah.
Harry, I think I've heard of you.
Well, he'd introduce himself and I'd be like, oh, yeah, I thought you looked familiar.
And also, if you saw Harry Styles walking down the street, walking down the street, you're telling me that you would not go the same direction.
I would act so cool.
But would you go the same direction as him?
Oh, maybe.
Would you go the One Direction?
Yeah, I'd go One Direction to follow Harry.
To his pants town.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what makes you beautiful. Yeah.
Fair.
Absolutely. No, I would. But I'd be cool about it.
What about hypothetically? He's holidaying in Hobart. He puts up something on his Instagram story of like just hanging out somewhere. You know where that is. Would you then go?
I mean, Harry Styles is probably not going to, you know, location based.
Let's say he
image.
Does. Hypothetical.
Okay, hypothetical, he has put something up. If I had a decent reason to be there at the same time and still be cool about it, then maybe I would. But I would be very respectful.
Okay, how did we start this podcast? God, how quick we turn.
Yeah, isn't it? I would never follow anyone. Harry Styles. Everyone's got one.
Yeah, everyone has one. Absolutely.
No, but I'd be so cool. You'd be so cool.
Yeah, no. You would be so cool. They call me 30. They call me 24. They call me 12. They call me 73. That's not my age. Yes, everybody has an age. This is where we challenge ourselves to guess how old certain listeners are. 13, 10, 60. If we get it wrong, of course, how about you? We can jump on the phones. Producer Grace, the official scorekeeper of the age game.
Adding up the difference between your guesses and our caller's actual age. Whoever ends the year with the lowest overall difference in years wins. And Jimmy is sitting in a very nice 73 years. Nate has a difference of 79.
So still very close. Still anybody's
still very
game.
Close.
It's almost like I've read that somewhere before.
No, you just have very good memory.
No, you're right. I do. I'm an elephant.
Very good. Very good memory.
Thank you, sir.
So we've still only had one win this year.
Yeah, that still baffles me. We're at the sixth month and we've had one. We suck this year.
Oh, no, Okay, I've actually been thinking about this. Okay. I don't think we suck this year. I just think somehow
we've done well in previous years.
We were exceeding expectations previously.
Now we've set ourselves up to fail.
Because it's a very hard game when you think of it.
Very difficult.
Well, this time last year, you'd had six wins between you, but for the rest of the year, you only had one win.
Oh, okay. So maybe back end of the year, we're going to be win heavy. You know what I mean?
I think, because you've got to get the number exactly right.
Yeah, you do.
It's a very hard game.
It is very difficult. Very difficult to...
I'll be honest with you, I came up with a game, and when I came up with it, I was like, it's just a nice way to have a chat in 6 o'clock and get to know people a little bit better.
Absolutely.
And I threw the game on just as little... Because I'm like, we can't actually win this game. So anytime that we do,
I'm quite surprised.
Yeah, but every time we do, I go, that's what we do it for.
That's what you do it for.
Those kind of victories. Mate. See, I like it when you win too. It's impressive.
So why I do it, mate. I'm just here to be part of it, you know what I mean?
No, I'm here to win. This morning, playing from Kingston. Hello, Ailish, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm going right, Ailish. How's your morning been?
Oh, well, I'm just waiting for that sun to come up so I can go for a walk.
Nice.
Yeah, so are Nathan and I.
Absolutely.
I reckon it's harder to get up when the sun isn't up. Do you agree?
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely. She agrees.
Ailish,
2 hours later.
Ailish, are you a morning person?
I am a morning person.
What time are you up normally in the morns?
Well, in the summer, I like to be up at 5, but this winter...
Difficult.
It's more like 6.
Yeah. My alarm went off this morning at 3:30 and I just couldn't get out of bed. It was too cold. I was saying to Nath earlier, I was like, the colder it gets, the harder it is to get out of a warm, toasty bed.
Ailish, what do you like to do on weekends?
Weekends? Maybe go have a girls' afternoon. Visit my mum, watch some of the kids play sport.
How many kids have you got?
No, I've not got any.
You haven't got any kids. You like to go and watch the kids. Niece and nephew. Nice.
Niece
okay.
And nephew. And do that boring housework stuff.
Oh, yeah, of course. You've got to get through that.
I just put it off, Ailish. I'm just like, nah,
it'll eventually do itself.
It won't.
Doesn't it?
Maybe win lotto and get a house.
Oh, that'd be nice girlfriend, Ailish.
Oh, that's how it happens.
You just come home and you're like, how is this vacuum mopped again? Describe to you the perfect girl's afternoon. Where is that? Where would you go, Ailish?
Well, in the summer, it would be nice to go to a beer garden.
Yeah.
In the winter, maybe we will go to the movies. Well, not maybe. We are going to the movies that day afternoon.
Oh, what are you going to see?
We're going to see Cruella.
Oh, I want to go and see that. Absolutely. Ailish, what kind of music are you into at the moment?
Music? I like the 80s.
Like the 80s. Okay.
Like the 80s. Who doesn't? It's great.
Who doesn't?
Great time to be alive.
Love that's 80s. Right.
All right, Ailish, stay there. We're going to try and figure out your age.
Dave, we've got Ailish from Kingston. Mm. She's just currently waiting for the sun to get up so she can go for a walk. She's a morning person. When it comes to the summertime, she likes to get up at 5 a.m. in the morning. On the weekend, she'd love to have a girl's afternoon. If she was doing that in summer again, it'd be in a beer garden. In winter, she'd go to the movies. And this Saturday, she's seeing Cruella. She loves to visit mum on the weekends as well, watch the kids play. She also does some housework. She's not a huge fan of it. And if she's going to listen to some music while she's doing that housework, it would be the 80s.
Yeah, she loves the 80s music, which is good. Everyone loves the 80s. I boogie to the 80s.
Yeah.
Really struggling with Ailish. I'm playing in the 30s, but I'm having doubts.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure.
I might take a huge risk here.
You take a big risk.
I'm going to take a risk. I'm going to take a massive risk. Taking a huge risk. This could absolutely ruin me.
All right, what have you got?
I've gone 41.
I've gone 41.
All right, we've both gone 41. Is that 3 weeks in a row, producer goes, that we've had the 2 weeks in a row for the same age?
Well, not a huge risk there.
Or did we both think we were taking a risk?
Because I was thinking, like, loving the 80s. So I'm like, well, I was born 89. Mm. I love 80s music. Mm. So I'm thinking maybe a little, like...
See, I was born in 93 and I like 80s music.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just thinking, I'm 31. So I just was like, I'll add 10 onto Ailish.
Yeah, okay. I like where your maths is.
Yeah, that's where my
thing
head
is now, we can't change. Once it's written down, that's the rule of the game. All right, Ailish, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Ailish, both Jimmy and Nath have locked in 41. Are you 41 years old?
I would so love to be 41.
How old are you?
53.
53? Wow.
Don't say it like that.
No, but here's us. I thought I was taking a risk. I thought you might have been even younger than 41.
No, I think,
unfortunately,
Ailish, I think the thing that threw me is your voice. You have a very youthful voice.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. A little girl voice.
What? Yeah. No, it's a good thing to have. You don't want to sound like this.
96. It is cold outside because before I introduce our next guest, Jim, we just shook her hand. Her hand is freezing.
I forget it cold. I get up, the alarm went up at 3:30 this morning and I was like, I do not want to go to the gym.
Yeah.
And then there is that really cold period. I get in the studio, I'm like, oh, it's nice in here.
Yeah.
And then I forget.
No, reality, it's actually freezing. Yeah. Jim, a couple of weeks ago, this woman ran the course, get this, of the Point to Pinnacle half marathon daily. This included 8,890 metres in elevation, which is equivalent to running up Mount Everest. She did it to raise funds and awareness for children's cancer, and she has already raised over $11,500. She joins us live in the studio right now. Please welcome Maryam Dowie.
Thank you guys for having me here. Really appreciate it.
No, Maryam, you are an absolute inspiration. First of all, you are a long distance runner, so this isn't just something you woke up.
No, Hobart, she's done it with no training every day.
She didn't just wake up and go, you know, I'm gonna have a crack at this daily. Maryam, the idea to summit our very own mountain here in Hobart, Kunnaia, Mount Wellington, where did that come from to do it? Not once, but daily.
For me, Kunnaia or Mount Wellington is very iconic. It's one of my favourite places here in Hobart. And the reason behind why I chose to do the Point to Pinnacle seven times, for me, I needed to challenge myself. And I also wanted to represent what childhood cancer means for families. The challenge in itself for me to run the course seven times does not compare to what families and the children have to go through with childhood cancer or any other childhood illness. It's really, really hard. Running is a platform and I needed to do something that would stand out and that would attract people into actually raising awareness for the cause and funds.
Absolutely.
So that's why, something to stand out from, not a typical run or...
Well, you've certainly stood out.
I mean, we were going to chat to you last week, so we've been chatting to friends about this, and the Point to Pinnacle is very iconic. A lot of people have done that, have challenged themselves. And again, for you to do it seven times, that has blown people away. And again, like so many people do runs for charities, and look, I'm all for that. I love any money being raised for a great cause, but... Again, you've raised over $11,000 now. And again, people can still donate, can't they?
Oh, absolutely. So the foundation that I was raising funds for is called the Tim Blair Run for Kids Foundation. So it's a Tasmanian non-for-profit organisation that raises funds and awareness for all childhood illnesses, including childhood cancer. The money raised goes into financially assisting families going through treatment, as well as research and assisting hospitals with equipment. So already the funds that we've raised have gone towards a family up in Launceston, which is great. And we're actually making a few deposits for the Royal and the Paediatric Ward to get some equipment.
So, amazing. Maryam, let's talk about the impact on your body running this thing 7 days in a row.
Yeah.
At what point did you go, oh, okay, this is going to hurt? Was it after day one or was it halfway through or was it near the end that the body was really feeling it?
Every day, I think there were peaks and, you know, I'd have thoughts of, oh, I have to run up the mountain, especially when I first wake up. But the actual run in itself was really good. It was quite odd. I thought that I'd get really sore and tired towards each day, but it was the opposite.
Right.
I was actually more in tune and I felt lighter on my feet with each run.
What time would you start each day and what time would you finish?
I would start at 8:30.
Wow, okay,
get up to the pinnacle around 10:30 or so. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And would someone drive you back down or would you run down?
I was very grateful, very lucky. When I was planning on doing this run, I was like, oh, who's going to, how am I going to get back down? I don't want to burden people by asking them for lifts. It's not really practical.
Mm.
And then during a training run, I saw a bus stop and it had a timetable for the Kunnaia Explorer bus. And then I got in contact with them. So I thought that maybe I can book a few time slots so that at least I knew I had a lift back down.
Mm.
And I told them what I was doing and they're like, oh, we'll give you a free lift. And that was amazing. So each run I'd finish, catch the bus. So it's a tour bus. A lot of tourists would come from the mainland and they'd give us, like, the bus driver would give us a little tour of Hobart and Mount Wellington, and it was really nice. Yeah.
Oh, lovely. Mm.
Maryam, can I ask you as well, doing this run you're just talking about, like, I guess you surprised yourself in how you were doing it every day, 7 days.
Yeah.
Was it also because this time you were doing something very personal and you were raising money for this charity?
Absolutely. I would not run Point to Pinnacle seven times just for the fun of it. No. What got me out each day was the reason why I was doing this, which was to raise funds and awareness for childhood cancer. I'm a registered nurse, so I've directly seen the effect it's had on families.
Sure.
And I've looked after patients with childhood cancer, and I've also looked after patients who have passed from childhood cancer. And during the really rough or the hard parts of the run, especially from the Springs up to the Pinnacle, the only thing that got me through was actually remembering the patients that I've looked after in the past. I'd feel like as if they were with me. And yeah, it's hard. Cancer is horrible at any age, but to witness children going through it, it's very, very tricky.
Amazing. Yeah. I mean, what a fantastic motivation. A huge round of applause for you, Miriam. Miriam Dowie, of course, ran every single day the Point to Pinnacle, over $11,500 raised. You can still donate www.timblairrunforkids.org.
We'll also we'll put a link up on our Facebook page
that
now.
That would be great.
Hit Run Report in Hobart. Nathan will chuck something up on our Instagram as well, at Jimmy and Nath. So we do encourage you. It's, you can donate all year round as well,
absolutely,
can't you?
Absolutely. It's always open.
Awesome. Yeah. Miriam, thank you so much for joining us, and done. Congratulations.
Thank you for having me. Thanks.
Yeah, no, we've been a lot of things on this show.
We have.
I mean, just trying to think, what's your favourite thing so far without what we're doing now?
Pie Guys.
Pie Guys
was fun.
Guys are like pies.
What else was really fun? Like, specifically how we've changed our names.
Oh, what about the Fry? What were the Fry Guys? The Fry Off?
I don't think it was called the Fry Off. We were never the Fry Guys.
Write that down, though.
The Brekkie Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was fun.
Gossip Boys.
Oh, Gossip Boys. Oh, that was years ago. That was pre-Grace. We didn't talk about those times.
Gossip Guys.
Gossip Boys. Yeah. Gossip Boys. Yeah.
That was what we just do in the office.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Did you hear about Imogen?
What Imogen did?
Oh, my God.
I can't believe that.
Actually, you know what? I can believe
that. No, that's so Imogen.
So Imogen.
But, yes, we've been the Gossip Boys. We've been the Burger Fries.
Oh, we're doing this. We're the Burger Boys. We're here to make some noise. It's Jimmy and Nate. Whose will taste great? We're the Burger Boys.
Yeah, we're the Burger Boys, Hobart. Thanks to our good friends at Burger Got Solved. Tassie's original gourmet burgers, established 2005. Launceston and Sandy Bay. We're going to be making our own burgers, but only one of them will be stocked in stores for a limited time. Now, we have announced them on the show. Let's do a little rundown. Nath, would you like me to cover yours, or would you like to do your own?
I can do mine. Mine are called the Carney Moore Big Burger. Two beef patties, one Portuguese chicken breast, bacon, avocado, three layers of different cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, sole, mayo, all put together between two beautiful buns.
Mine is the Little Swiss Bun Shine. We've got grilled free-range chicken breast, avocado, lettuce, tomato, sole mayo, a little bit of relish with Swiss cheese melted on top.
So. Now, this is the issue that I wanted to bring up today. I think that I may have gone too hard too soon and too excited, because even in the lead up to this, before we even brought it to the show, I was talking about how much meat, how much stuff I'm just going to pack into this burger. Didn't think of the practicality for several reasons. I didn't think of the person consuming it, the eater. Of course, very difficult to get, as I said, my huge burger in people's mouths. The second issue, which is one that you've brought up to me, is for financial reasons, is that Burger Got Sold. If they were to stock my burger, the Carney Moore, that would cost them an absolute bomb. And for them to make money, they'd probably need to charge about $45 for the burger. That's before chips.
Yeah, a very... because we were chatting about it earlier in the show. And, yeah, my mum phoned me last night, and she... Yeah, she went, Nathan made the burger that he would eat.
And you're always going to support me. And I would love this burger. And I would love if there's at least one person out there that would also love this burger.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Nathan, because I'm going to tell you where the votes are at very shortly.
Okay.
How about Nathan would eat it? Mum's right too. Mum's cooked for Nathan. The big fella eats a lot.
Yeah,
on the weekend, I sent someone a photo of you eating honey soy chips, so they're flavoured chips, with a hummus dip. And she went, why is he eating flavoured chips with a dip?
And that was the second packet of chips. Remember, I brought two over and we were supposed to share them. You had like a handful of one. And then I went through two packets by myself and a hummus dip.
And some, what'd you have for dinner?
Pad see you. A chicken pad see you, curry puffs, sardine sauce.
I think you did the right thing. You made the burger that you would eat. And yeah, I've done absolutely. The same. The burger that I've made, I would love to eat.
Yeah.
Now, voting is on the Facebook page, Hit 100.9 Hobart. Currently, in the lead is the Little Swiss Bun Shine.
It doesn't surprise me. I've had people come up to me on the street. I didn't even tell you this at the gym yesterday. People come up to me yesterday go, oh, geez, you've really given a nudge with that burger name, haven't you? I'm getting feedback on the show and off the show. I think there's too much.
So I've currently got 93 votes.
Sure.
Nace Carney Moore, 40 votes.
Oh, so I still have 40 votes.
It's not...
That surprises me. I thought... I mean, I did vote 38 times yesterday. But, I mean... But that means two other people have voted for my burger, which
so
is lovely.
It's closer than I thought it would be. I thought...
There's a niche market out there of people who would be interested in this burger.
There are other Carney Moores out there.
What's the thing? A family of four could eat the Carney Moore, and that's the
families
rhyme.
Families have voted for yours.
Yeah, of course.
They're like, it's breakfast, lunch and dinner for 4 days.
Yeah, I had a school canteen approach. We go, we could feed grade eight.
We could feed the friend's school your burger. So what do you want to do? What do you want
to... Okay, here's what I want to ask. 131060, jump on the phone right now. I'll go through what's on my burger one more time. It's called the Carney Moore. Two beef patties, Portuguese chicken breast, bacon, avocado, three layers of different cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, sol mayo. Right. The question...
I'm going to say, you went really quick there, but you have previously said many rashes of bacon.
Yeah.
So it's not just bacon.
No, it's probably four or five rashes of bacon. So there's a lot of bacon on there. The question I want to ask, 131060, have I gone too hard? Is there too much on the burger? Now, I can't change it, but I do want the feedback in case future burger clients do come on board. 131060, is there too much on the Carney Moore? Is there too much on my burger? I can't change it. I just want to know from the bottom of people's hearts, do they think that there's too much on the Carney Moore?
Hobart, one thing about Nath, you can be honest with him.
You can
He loves feedback.
I love feedback.
He does.
Yeah,
he takes
absolutely.
It well.
100%. And I promise you, I will accept your feedback.
He won't get angry.
Move forward with
it.
Yeah. Again,
he won't take it hard. He won't get upset.
No, not at all. Not at all.
It's always to be better.
So if you dare call, then get...
Yes, no, thanks to our good friends at Burger Got Soul, Tassie's original gourmet burgers,
established 2005.
We have the chance for one of our burgers to be stocked at Burger Got Soul for a limited time.
Yeah.
Now, it is between mine, the Little Swiss Bun Shine, and yours, the Carney Moore.
Yeah.
But you've been thinking the last couple of days. We can't make any changes to our burgers.
Can't change it, no.
But you've been thinking potentially too much.
Just want some honest feedback from people. I mean, I've been getting a lot off the show. Just walking around, people come up to me going, there's too much on the burger. Of course, the Carney Moore. Let me go through what's going to be on the burger.
And go through slowly.
Yeah.
Give each ingredient its due process too.
Look, we might take 4 hours then. Two beef patties. One Portuguese chicken breast.
Not just a normal chicken breast, how about a Portuguese?
Several rashes of bacon.
Several rashes of bacon.
Avocado.
Avocado.
Three layers different cheese.
Three layers of different cheese.
Lettuce, a little bit of it. tomato, maybe one. Onion, and then sol mayo in between two beautiful bits of bread of your choosing.
Oh, love it.
Of course, we have gluten-free. We've got white. We've got wholemeal.
All the buns.
Heaps of options.
I will go on the record. They do have the best gluten-free buns in Hobart.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
The problem is with this, of course, I created, as you said, and as your beautiful mum Sue did say, I created the burger that I would like to eat. I didn't think of the practicality of it. Obviously, very difficult to fit a burger this size in your mouth. Hard to eat. Also, hard to stock for Burger Got Soul because it'll cost an absolute mozza for the ingredients. You'd have to pay at least $45 for this burger.
Yeah, not going to be a cheap burger.
No.
I will say, though, I will come out and defend you here because we've had plenty of comments on Instagram and Facebook. Again, you can vote on the Hit Facebook page, Hit 100.9 Hobart. I will not take the slander that my good friend, Nathan Roy, cannot eat this burger. Hobart, he would polish it off.
Well, who said that?
Many people said no one can eat it.
Oh, mate. I'll have two.
I've lived with him and we have cooked homemade burgers many a time. You've had chicken, pork, beef. What's that? What, that song from Mulan? Hobart, this is the... And I'm glad you made the... And I made the burger I'd eat.
Yep.
It's a small burger. It's
absolutely.
Got chicken.
Yep.
I love it. It's got Swiss cheese. I'm a fan of.
Not only will I punish the Carney Moore, but a large chips as an accompaniment.
Sweet potato fries.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
So I've asked for some honest feedback from people. I just want to know, have I jumped the gun? Have I made it too...
too much.
Too big. Too big for people. Shay from Campania. Hey, Shay, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Going right, Shay. Now, Shay, I need your honest feedback. The Carney Moore, is there too much on it?
I don't know what's wrong with everyone saying it's too big. Definitely not.
Oh, Shay. Okay. So you're a fan of the Carney Moore.
I am. I personally wouldn't be able to fit it all in. I'm a small girl, mm-hmm. but my partner and his best mate, they would definitely demolish it.
They
hate going to places where the burgers have just got no fillings and they're left hungry.
That's me, Shay. That is me, which is why I've created the Carny More. Okay, so you would have a crack at it. You admit you wouldn't be able to finish it, but that's okay. But your partner and his best mate, they would do this quite comfortably.
Oh, easily, yeah. Guarantee.
There's a market out there.
Like I said, Nate, the voting at the moment, 93 for mine, the Swiss bunch, 40 for the Nace Carny More. It's not...
So there are people out there, including Shay and a partner and
boyfriend
a partner's friend.
Yeah.
That's three. That's three there. Shay
and a partner and a partner's partner.
Shay, have you voted? Have you voted for the burgers?
What was that, sorry?
Have you voted?
No, but I'm going to because there's already so many burgers that have basic amounts of filling. They need one that's over the top because there will be a market for it, I guarantee.
So you want that unique burger on the menu, Shay?
Yeah, a lot of people would buy it,
all right. Shay, here's the question. With Nate, and look, I think Nate's created a burger. People out there in Hobart obviously like it, including yourself. Would you be willing to pay more because of the extra ingredients?
Yes. I know my partner would be as well.
Okay.
Wow.
That's the important thing, you know
that
what I mean? Because it's going to cost Burger Got Soul more to make the burger, so people need to come out and say, hey, I'm happy to pay more
absolutely.
For a bigger burger.
And the thing is, Shay, you have admitted, which is fine, that you wouldn't finish the burger yourself, so potentially you and a friend could halve the cost, have half the burger each.
Yeah, or I could just take the rest home and eat it later.
It's a genius idea.
Shay's like, no, they're not sharing it.
Hey, Grace.
Really love it if he didn't do that. Cody Simpson has opened up about his split with Miley Cyrus for the very first time. Speaking with 60 Minutes, Cody explained that he and Miley felt their relationship had just reached a natural end.
We went from kind of being good friends and just having a lot of the same friends to, you know, being together for a while. And, you know, everything ended fairly amicably. And, you know, it was just one of those phases, I guess, you go through and you learn a lot from it.
Because there was no big issue there, was there?
No, it just kind of fizzled, it seemed. Everyone was talking about it because, you know, first of all, he was the robot on The Masked Singer. And then he won The Masked Singer. And then everyone was like, oh, my God, and he's dating Miley Cyrus. And then everyone was like, eh, we've kind of forgotten about this now.
Yeah, I totally forgot about it.
Yeah.
How long were they together for?
They were together for about a year.
Yeah.
About a year, yeah. Like 2019.
That's when she broke up with him.
Yeah.
Found out he was on The Masked Singer.
Yeah.
When did you tell me about this? And he's like, I was going to.
I wasn't allowed to. Yeah, you had to find out in real time.
But she went, goodbye.
But you know what?
Well, he did take it out, so good on him.
Oh,
he
take it
out. And the highlight of his career.
Absolutely.
Well,
the robot.
You know, he's had singing stuff. He's dated Miley Cyrus. He might be going to the Olympics soon, but The Masked Singer, that was where he absolutely peaked.
Yeah. He gets to keep that robot suit because he's the winner.
No, I don't think so. They're very expensive costumes.
Yeah, but they can't use them again, can they? Don't they change
the
costume?
Singer, maybe for something else.
Just for the work Christmas party. Who wants to be the robot?
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, both of them seem to be doing very well. Miley's obviously killing it as Miley Cyrus, and Cody Simpson seems to be. What?
Miley's obviously killing it as Janine Walters, her alter ego. Doing really well.
What are the options?
No, I just mean she's Miley Cyrus. No explanation needed. She's killing it.
Yeah, you could have just said exactly.
Yeah,
you just proved.
You could just say Miley's
what we're
killing
laughing
it.
About. You went. You should, no explanation needed. Didn't you not just say that?
Yes.
Yeah.
But...
So you could have said Miley's killing it. Miley's killing it as Miley Cyrus.
I knew what I meant.
Cody Simpson's killing it as the robot.
Yeah, weirdly enough.
I know I've said this before, but sometimes I can't sleep at night, guys, and I think, do Colby O'Donis and Lady Gaga still text or any communication?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I reckon they do.
I reckon Colby tries, but I reckon he'd have a number or some form of contact, but I reckon Gaga just goes him.
Leaves him on scene.
What's he up to?
Colby?
Yeah.
Famously making cheese now.
Yeah, he is. Absolutely. Yeah. No, he's just killing it being Colby O'Donis.
Example of not killing it as Colby O'Donis.
You don't know. He's killing it.
Lady Gaga killing it.
As Lady Gaga.
As Lady Gaga. Always good.
I want to ask now on 131060, Hobart, have you seen or have you heard anything about Natalie Portman. We were joking earlier in the show, Jack Black is not in Tasmania.
No. Despite the few calls we got with people going, hey, guys, you should do a Jack Black watch.
That's what happens, Nathan, when you say things, people listen.
Absolutely. That's the thing. Voice of the people.
Seriously right now, Hobart, we are led to believe that Natalie Portman is currently in Tasmania. What for? I just sent a, I shot a message off to someone that's good with this stuff. She believes, I can't name my source, that just holidays.
Just holidays,
because Thor 4, which she's starring in, has basically finished. They're just shooting some end stuff, but apparently she's not needed for that. So that's why she's been in the country. There are some rumours saying that she's here for the Amazon series.
Oh, Deadlock.
Deadlock, which producer Grace...
I don't believe that.
Your partner, Johanna.
Oh, yeah. Okay, no. A couple of months ago, we heard some rumours that there was this big Amazon Prime series coming down, and my partner, Diana, was like, well, Natalie Portman's in it. And I was like, I don't think Natalie Portman's in it.
Diana would know.
No,
she knows
Diana
these
would
things.
Not know. She talks very confidently, but she has very little to back it up.
No, see, I'm backing Diana in. I reckon she's here filming Deadlock.
Well, yeah. She was definitely in Australia filming Thor 4.
Sure.
That apparently is just, they're just doing some stuff with Chris, some reshoots and a few things. Apparently she's not needed for that. When they do, this is a, I don't know, interesting fact, you guys might not know this, but if they've ever had to reshoot something where it's Chris Hemsworth kissing Natalie Portman in the film, it's actually Chris's wife, Elsa Pataky, stands
really?
In.
I did know that, yeah.
With a brunette wig.
I did
wig.
Not know that.
And they just shoot it from behind, so you just see the brunette wig and Thor leaning into the
woman. Why, though? Like, I mean, that's his job, to kiss his co-star.
He feels uncomfortable kissing other women.
So he does not kiss other women in movies?
Apparently he has, not anymore.
What? That's blown my mind. So that's like me just being like, I'm actually don't really want to do this part of the show, so I'm just actually going to get someone else to stand in
Who
here.
Who would you get in to stand
I'd
in?
I'd get Imogen, probably. Yeah. She's not.
Let's keep talking. Imogen, come in here. Imogen, come in here. At some point, Imogen's going to take over. We're going to see if we can tell the difference. Yeah, all right, so let's keep talking about Natalie Portman.
So, again, I saw this online last night, but I did text a friend this morning. She's usually really good with this stuff, and she did confirm, works at the airport, did confirm that Natalie Portman is in Tasmania.
Well, Grace,
in Hobart as well, not just Tassie, in Hobart.
Grace, your partner, how did she even come up with this idea that she was here filming?
I couldn't tell you. She's just really smart.
Yeah, it's good, Grace.
That is usually what Grace would do.
Yeah,
panic, kind of laugh.
Imogen, you did a really good Grace impression.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just so you know, in the future, if Grace is sick or unwell, Imogen is going to fill in for Grace.
Yeah.
And Imogen, you will just now be playing Grace.
Yeah, I'll just be Grace.
Imogen, famous for... Grace.
Oh, she's known for her grace, which is really good. We just asked the question, 131060, have you heard any whispers about Natalie Portman being in Tassie? Because allegedly, she's here.
Yeah, I did see this, and then I reached out to my contacts, one of them confirming she's in our beautiful state of Tasmania, which is very exciting. We always get a few interesting messages from people when we do these sort of things. You know, when Zac Efron was down, when I confirmed that Taylor Swift was in.
Yes, maybe that broke the news at Bruni.
I broke that she was on Bruni Island. I think the ABC even then reported that I broke it.
Did they?
Yes.
Did they say that you broke it? They named you.
Named me.
That's why you're number one, mate.
Now, we do get interesting comments from people going, why are you chasing these? Look, I'm not chasing.
Not chasing,
I'm not going to go rock up where they are. Because I knew where Zac Efron was. I didn't rock up there and go, hey, man, how you going?
Neither. I didn't do that either.
You did go missing that day.
Yeah, no. I was going for a run.
I don't worry about you. I worry about your partner, Meg. She cannot be trusted with celebrities.
Well,
and
that was the thing. I went door knocking and said, I'm going to sneak out. And I went door knocking trying to find Zac. And then I got to the Crown where he was staying.
Same at the Crown.
And she was there. Well, what are you doing? Going, I've come to find you.
Have a drink with my friend
Mac Defron.
No, we do get a few messages from people and they say, oh, you know, you got to let them live their life. And 100%, I totally agree with that. My thing is more when we'll go bands usually tour, when big things usually come to Australia, Tassie gets left off the map. They do the Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide, Perth. And it's like, hey, what are we doing down here? What I like is then reflecting and go, hey, these celebrities came to Tassie and they saw these beautiful things and then we can talk about it. And then it helps tourism because more people go, oh, they came down. And it reflects how beautiful this town is, this city, this state. So that's what we're about.
It's just making sure that people know that celebrities give Tassie the nod. You know what I mean? That's as simple as it is.
A lot of celebrities go, in Taylor's case, and even Natalie Portman, because it looks like, again, there's some rumours she's here for the Amazon thing. That's just Grace's partner, Diana, saying that. But Natalie Portman, working in Sydney, Holiday in Tasmania.
Absolutely.
Taylor Swift working, was touring around Australia. Could have come to it, didn't he? But then holiday.
Holidaying here.
Because this is the best place to holiday in Australia.
Absolutely.
They shouldn't have paid
Ed Sheeran did the same.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran did the same. He toured and holidayed. They shouldn't have paid Zoe and Hamish to do that ad. We should have just played a highlights package of all the celebrities, Danny.
Yeah, absolutely. No, 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 you would have needed to have been paid because you're the one who was telling everybody. Yeah, yeah.
Anytime I get paid, I'm...
You'll take the cash, mate, won't you? Absolutely.
Guys, I'd love to share a story with you. I know you both love my mum's feedback. Sue had her on the show recently. Her favourite thing we've ever done is Alpha Bucks, which hurt because it had nothing to do with us. We didn't even come up with the game. No. We just played it. The hit team did. Shout out to them. But last night on the phone, she said to me, she goes, James, you know what I love? This new show rating you do to finish the show.
Oh, feedback this is nice feedback.
Yeah. Nice. Because she goes, I like it because, you know, you're all honest about how you went. But then you also say things that happened. And if I miss something earlier, it's like, oh, I missed blah.
Great. That's nice from
Sue.
Yeah.
So,
appreciate your mum's feedback.
And mum will say when she doesn't like something.
Does she?
Yeah.
I've never heard her dislike something.
No, she'll text that to me. Yeah. If it's a phone call, it's good news. can't do it in person.
I can honestly say I've never heard your mum dislike something. I've only heard her like something less.
No, you're right. No, I'll be honest. She loves it all. Dad hates it. who wants to go first today?
I've actually got mine, if you don't mind me going first.
You go ahead.
So I've decided to rate today's an 8. I thought today was a good... I woke up in a really good mood this morning, so that's usually a good indication.
That's always good.
Yes.
Yeah.
We had a great chat with Miriam Dowie, who ran the Point to Pinnacle 7 times in 7 days to raise funds for childhood cancer, which is just incredible.
Yeah.
And Alpha Bucks was a lot of fun this morning as well.
Yeah, Maria. How good was Maria? God love her.
She was fantastic. She did a lot better than she did the time before she played. So congrats to Maria.
Absolutely. Good on Maria. I'll go second, Jib. I've given it a 7.
Yep.
7 out of 10. Did start with a 6 and then I moved it up to a 7. The reason we've gone to 7 out of 10 is because finally someone actually liked my burger, which is really nice.
That's huge for you.
Yeah, which is really good. We had Shay, who joined the show, and she said that not only would she like the burger, I mean, she couldn't finish it because it's way too big, the Carney Mall, but she said her partner and her partner's best friend would give it an absolute nudge and would appreciate it. Just good to know that it's not overly niche.
No, the voting, you hit 100% on Facebook page. People are voting, Nathan. You're over 60 votes now.
That's good, 60 people.
I've just nudged over 100, but you're not that far away.
No, I'll be honest. I didn't realise that 60 people would give me the tick of approval or the love heart of approval, which is good.
Make sure you're following us on Instagram at Jimmy Nath. I might put a poll up on there as well tonight. Guys, I've gone 5 out of 10. Couple of reasons.
Not a bad... I mean, considering at the start of the week, I think we said 3s and 2s. So yeah. 5 is up.
5, a couple of reasons. We usually have Tom Tilley on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Just ghosted us.
Didn't answer.
Didn't answer Grace's call.
No bueno.
Didn't tell us he wasn't going to be in the show.
Yeah.
So I don't want to have a go at anyone in particular, but Tom's top of my list.
Yep. Yeah, no, fair enough.
Yeah, well, that's unusual for Tom as well.
So, if you were listening earlier, you're like, where's Tommy? We don't know.
Yep.
just didn't feel as on today. And yesterday I felt like I really carried you guys.
You did. You actually deserve to have a day off today.
I felt like I had a day off.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, yeah, Nardi, I today.
This rating's more about myself than it is about you guys.
But that's fine. 5 out of 10. And 5 out of 10, still good. Still a pass.
It's a pass.
So that's fine. Still that's really good. So. Tom Tilley, though, mate, I don't know. Forget Natalie Portman watch. Let's do Tom Tilley watch. If you've seen him around.
Yeah, don't go to his Instagram because I actually do know where he is and I'm not happy about it. We will bring this up with him next week.
Remember, if you do want to listen back to anything on the show, you can go and download the Jimmy Nath podcast. Download the listener app, guys. It's absolutely easy. Everything is there. The listener app, of course. Listen to the Jimmy Nath podcast. Otherwise, guys.
Yeah, whoever.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.